Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1587 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Good pussy, Annie Maud all. I know that your ass is fat. You need not say that it ain't. And I know your pussy is good and fat and warm and hairy. How do I know? Because my dick stay on a hard all the time. When you pass the door, click, click, say, here she go. And do you know, little girl, that I love you to my heart? I love you more than any man that ever went with. And how I man love you so much is because you went with me will make a good wife for me. And not to tell you no lie, you will want to and will give you anything that you want me to be good to me. I am not talking just to hear myself talk. You am talking this because I know that I can do and what I have got to do with. Because you know, if a man get you, he has got to do if he wants you to treat him right. And I letter 7. Now I tell you, Miss Annie, you don't have to write and ask me, do I like that not a damn tall? I told just what I heard, so you must know that whoever told me that was tell the truth. I guess I don't know and don't give a damn, and if you don't want to write down there to me, I don't care. But I will say this, I love you all right and have loved every since we was at court together. I am surprised at you, Annie, to hear you say for somebody to kiss your ass. So far as you say that your mother told you not to eat or drink anything from Jim, well, that all right. I believe you are telling the truth about. You don't care anything about him, and I know that he is not your husband and not me, but I would like to be, if we was not in there for I love you, and have always told you so, and was just thinking me and did Lillian how to do. But now I know that you never, for I was mean, know that you are not crazy about marrying me, that I love you, and say that since you have been my wife, because I would have been pleased with you, and we have had a good time in your life, and will change now, and you did, girl, and you and I could get along fine and be happy. But don't let know that you tell people to kiss your ass. And I know not, you are not no fool, miss, and I am not no fool. And I don't listen to everything that the boys tell me, for I just told you just what I heard. And I did not tell you that it was the truth, and I know that you can't have to tell me no lie, for I you to you. And I would not, you cannot mess me up, for I love you much, and woman to you in this world for you. I love you and love to you, and if you don't love me, I don't give a damn, and you don't care. And if you don't love me, I will love you just the same. I have been writing some, but I will up there. Of course, if you want me to, I mean stop writing letters up there too, to let you know how much I love good and I mean it well. I guess I will try to forget you and take me a long time, for every time I read your letter I think that much more of you. Well, that all right, if you did not want me, you did not have to get on your head. I wish you had wrote to me smart letter a little sooner before Mrs. Gill of your letter. If you like this write, please answer all at all with you and about me. Somebody is telling you some mad. Why, nobody can't tell you anything about me, for nobody around there knows anything wrong about me, and what they do know, they know I am a good man. Tell me what some of them are saying. Answer, Miss Smart.